Ever since he was first elected to state parliament 20 years ago, Nick Xenophon's been known as a political stuntman. He served for a decade in his home state of South Australia before transitioning to federal parliament, and now he's going back.
I've decided that you can't fix South Australia's problems in Canberra without first fixing our broken system, our broken political system back home. I don't want this coming election to signify nothing. I don't want the next 4 years to be more of the same broken, dysfunctional politics with Labor or Liberal in government, but nothing really changing.
The outspoken senator will quit the Senate and run in the seat of Hartley in Adelaide's East at the next state election in March. He says he's been thinking about it for months after being spurred on by South Australia's high unemployment rate, declining population and the statewide blackout earlier this year. The current local MP for the seat of Hartley, Vincent Tarsia, says he's unfazed about going up against a political veteran.
Well, look, I'm not the one having to run a federal party or a state party. I'm the one out there in the community. And I have already had a lot of concerns from those in the community at the moment. They're saying to me, how is he going to, you know, run a state party, run a federal party, and be a marginal seat campaigner? Because let me tell you, it is a mighty task, and it takes, you know, over 80 hours a week.
Senator Xenophon was re-elected to the Senate at last year's federal election, along with two senators, and in a first for his NXT party, an MP in the lower house. He denies his decision to quit the Senate has been prompted by the ongoing dual citizenship saga in federal politics. He's one of seven politicians caught up in the drama, and the High Court will begin hearing submissions on their cases next week.
I will remain in the Senate fighting for the state until the High Court determines the outcome of the so-called citizenship case affecting me and six others to be heard next week. While my lawyers are confident I will succeed, whatever the outcome, once that decision is handed down, I will be in a position to leave the Senate. I would have made this announcement earlier were it not for the High Court case. The High Court case has been a terrible distraction. But the constitutional position is clear. The legal advice I've obtained is clear. I should win that case, but it's up to the women and men of the High Court.
While congratulating him on the move, opposition leader Bill Shorten took a thinly veiled swipe at deals done under Senator Xenophon's watch.
He's a very decent and pleasant fellow to deal with, although I do understand that Nick Xenophon has done more dud deals with Malcolm Turnbull than anyone ought to put up with, so maybe he's decided no more of that, time to move on to greener pastures.
Government Senator and Education Minister Simon Birmingham did much the same.
Well, the ultimate attention seeker is pulling another giant publicity stunt. Nick Xenophon, who in 2007 cut and run from the South Australian Parliament just 18 months into an eight-year term, saying that state politics was largely irrelevant and all the power resided in Canberra, is now cutting and running from the federal parliament just 12 months into a six-year term, saying he wants to come back to South Australia.
But Nick Xenophon says as leader of the NXT party, he'll still play an active role in decisions made at a federal level.
This will be the toughest political fight of my life. But I'm up for that challenge because I love our state, our people, and I believe that if you are in politics, you should be there to make a difference. I don't expect it will be easy. I expect that this will be like climbing Mount Everest without an oxygen tank. But I will do this.
His Senate seat will be filled by a new NXT candidate.